South Washington County Bulletin podcast for April 4. I'm Managing Editor Patricia Dre Bussey. Today, I'll feature an interview with 3M spokesman Bill Nelson about the company's cleanup plans for its Cottage Grove site. But first, here's a news summary. Washington County will collect a quarter-cent sales tax to pay for transit and join a metropolitan-wide joint powers board that will decide how to spend it. Commissioners decided by a 3-2 margin after a heated 5-hour public hearing Tuesday. Almost 50 residents spoke at the hearing. Commissioners Myra Peterson, Dick Stafford, and Dennis Hegberg voted for the tax, while Gary Kreisel and Bill Polkrebeck voted against it. Polkrebeck called the tax a bad deal for Washington County because there's no guarantee money raised here will stay here. Stafford argued that Washington County is not an island and it needs to work with other county boards on a larger transit plan. The CGAA Bingo Hall is closing at its current site near Rainbow Foods April 11, but that doesn't mean local bingo fans will be left to go cold turkey. The Athletic Association is working on an agreement with the VFW Red Barn to hold bingo there 3 times per week. The Bingo Hall's business dropped sharply in October after the statewide smoking ban went into effect, said manager Mary Perrin. 16-year employee Jerry Labar said he's seen a birth, death, and even a marriage proposal at the Bingo Hall. Park High School got the go-ahead from the school board to move forward with plans to implement the International Baccalaureate program at the school. The program is academically rigorous and offers students the chance to earn up to 33 college credits. It will take 2 years for the school to be accepted into the program, and they hope to start it in 2010. 3M has filed plans with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, providing options for how it might contain perfluorochemical contaminated areas, or get rid of contaminated soil and sediment altogether. Options include dredging out and removing sand and sediment from the East Cove Channel, excavating soil at the eastern disposal areas of the site, and removing a concrete basin structure and the overlying soils. 3M consultant Weston Solutions estimates from 2,200 to 5,400 truckloads of soil and sediment would be removed from the site, and that the project would cost between $9.4 million and $15 million. The materials would be hauled to a landfill, but it hasn't been formally determined where yet. For more on these stories and others, pick up the April 9 South Washington County Bulletin or visit our website at www.swcbulletin.com. Next, I talked yesterday with 3M spokesman Bill Nelson about 3M's cleanup plans at the Cottage Grove site. Here's an excerpt from our discussion.
First of all, I noticed in the feasibility study that one of the options that 3M's consultants looked at was possibly just doing nothing, leaving the site as is. Does the company see that as a possibility?
No.
Okay.
And let me just explain to you how the process works. Okay. This entire document, the feasibility study for Cottage Grove, follows an EPA protocol or format for how you assess a site and present options. So a no further action is standard in virtually any feasibility study you would see on any site in the country, 3M or any other companies. Okay. So it's just a starting point.
Okay. And all of the other plans involve at least trucking sediment from that, from the river away from the site. How would this affect 3M's core operations to have this kind of a side project going on?
Actually, it should not affect any of our ongoing plant operations. First off, where the excavations are due to take place are on the very southeastern edge of the property, which is undeveloped. And so various haul roads will be installed with the idea of minimizing any impact to ongoing operations.
And when would you expect to start the project?
You know, that's a good question. And with where we are in the feasibility study is that it's been now presented to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency as of March 13th. And they have 45 days to review the document and get back to us their comments. And so what needs to occur is that the regulatory process needs to play out. And then once, not only is there approval, but an opportunity for public comment, well, what will happen after that, actually, once we hear back from the state about the feasibility study and their preferred option, the next step is to draft a remedial design plan, and that is then submitted to the agency. So probably the regulatory work on this project will take us through to the end of the year. However, 3M is prepared to do whatever physical work on an intermediate basis that we can accomplish, such as putting in the wells, the additional extraction wells, which are part of the feasibility study.
So some could start sooner, but the major work isn't going to be for...
The excavation probably will not take place until 2009, okay. But physical work will, in fact, take place as soon as possible, as soon as we get all of the necessary approvals.
Does 3M have a preferred option?
I think we'd have to look at the submittal letter, which I don't have with me, you know, in this document to see if we made a preferred option. I think what is standard through, you know, each of the alternatives is to address the areas in the East Cove and expand the well extraction system. We're prepared to work with the MPCA on the solution that they choose out of the options that we've submitted. And so, you know, I guess we just defer to the MPCA on the soil excavation.
Mm-hmm. What's the price range that you're looking at that this is probably going to cost?
Well, Weston, our consultant, has included what they estimate the prices to be, but in... You know, in terms of how 3M is looking at this feasibility study, there's a couple of things that we look at. Actually, there's four aspects, and costs are like the final factor that are used to determine the solution. The first is the one that we're focusing on, and that is the long-term effectiveness. And so, you know, with that in mind, whatever option presents the best opportunity for long-term effectiveness is the one that we prefer. The other aspects are implementability, how the solution can be best implemented. That's a factor that needs to be looked at. The other factor in the document refers to something called short-term risk, and and that is also a factor. And then the fourth factor is cost. So costs are not something we're looking at. Obviously, we want to be fiscally responsible, but I just want to assure your readers that 3M is committed to doing this job right.
Mm-hmm. I guess that was kind of my next question. I mean, is there a limit to what 3M will do or spend, or I guess do you have a choice in the matter?
I guess hopefully we've been able to frame the discussion in terms of the options that are available to what has been submitted to the feasibility study. Mm-hmm. So that being the case, we're willing to work with MPCA on, what was submitted, and if they request, additional work, that's something that, we will consider. But we believe that we've submitted a solid plan and a solid set of options that the MPCA can consider.
I didn't see anything in the study. It mentioned that there were some environmental costs to pulling that sediment out of the river, but I didn't see anything in the study about the environmental costs of removing that dirt and maybe stirring up the air. Does 3M see any risk to its employees in stirring that up or moving it around?
Before even in 1 ounce of soil is removed, we will put together what's called a health and safety plan for the physical work of the site. And it's at that level that we'll look at those kinds of issues. And it's not just the fluorochemicals. It's just when you're doing a major project such as this with large equipment doing this kind of excavation, and in terms of, well, that's probably the primary issue, a very detailed health and safety plan is put together, and so that's where we'll consider those issues. For the fluorochemical issues, I just want to say that we have a very good understanding in terms of the levels of PFCs that are in the former disposal areas, and excavating the PFC should not pose a risk to, you know, our employees at the Cottage Grove site.
And I know you said that you're trying to minimize risk to the neighboring properties. Do you think that, or I guess minimize impact, what impact will there be on the nearby properties?
Well, during the physical work, we don't anticipate any impact. The goal of doing this work to begin with is to minimize and prevent the off-site migration of fluorochemicals in the future. And so that's why we've put together such a detailed plan, and so that's the goal. And again, during the work, we don't anticipate an off-site impact at all to neighboring properties.
And I know that 3M's been doing a variety of different studies and analyses, not only related to the extent of the contamination, but on PFCs themselves. Is there anything else going on right now that 3M is doing?
On a monthly basis, actually, we are submitting to the Department of Health a summary of ongoing research that 3M is conducting on the broader FC chemistry. And so, yes, work is, you know, additional research is taking place. And already, I guess I want to emphasize that 3M has done upwards of 2,000 studies, both involving laboratory animals, environmental studies, as well as medical monitoring of our employees. And so I just want to say we continue to do more work, but it is also a very robust area of research by scientists from around the world, and as well as 3M is still committed to advancing the scientific understanding of the chemistry.
If you have comments on this podcast, please email them to editor@swcbulletin.com. Thanks for listening. Thank you.